Africa, Port-au-Prince, Knoxville, Anvin, Manhattan, South Bend, Albany, where you coming from? Africa, Port-au-Prince, Knoxville, Anvin, Manhattan, South Bend, Albany,
where you coming from?
Africa, Port-au-Prince, Knoxville, Anvin, Manhattan, South Bend, Albany,
where you coming from?
Africa, Port-au-Prince, Knoxville, Anvin, Manhattan, South Bend, Albany,
where you coming from?
Africa, Port-au-Prince, Knoxville, Anvin, Manhattan, South Bend, Albany,
where you coming from?
Africa, Port-au-Prince, Knoxville, Anvin, Manhattan, South Bend, Albany,
where you coming from?
Five times and I still find new ways to recognize shine. It's like light gets better with age, the way your song sounds better on stage, and rhyme books get better with each page. But before the first bar was written, a first verse was spitting, before label execs was bullshitting, way back when Auntie Lean, Aunt Mamie, and Aunt Jackie was babysitting, before food was bitten, consumed through a nipple. I'm talking about when times were simple. To make a long story short, it goes Port-au-Prince, Knoxville, and then love in the city that never sleeps. From thought to finish, I was born just a couple of weeks late, stayed home longer just to make sure everything was on straight. All systems go, cut the umbilical cord from old earth to new earth, Manhattan to turf. For what it's worth, my mom held me down one deep, pops was absentee, but mind you, don't sleep. It took a village to raise me, Lean taught me how to read. By the time I went to school, I was in high speed, ready, willing, and able. Jackie taught me how to add with dried up black eyed peas on the kitchen table. And coming home to a mother's love and good care, never wanting, there was always enough, except for when it came to education. It's like she had one rule, there's no such thing as too much school. Not to mention, Lean taught me how to play the piano. And then, every summer I was out in South Bend. Grandpa's a bartender at the country club. Me and my cousins from Grand Rapids was living it up. Me and Granny watching Notre Dame football, gold and blue. She said you can't beat the team and the beans too. Some say I got my sense of humor from her, and I learned patience from making models in the basement. Brooklyn, New York to wherever you at, this is autobiographical, taking you back with no time for refrains. I barely got enough time to explain how hip-hop captivated my brain. My mama raised me on soul and Beethoven. Sports clubs and private school put me up on soft rock. That was cool, but I left C100 and WPLJ to find bliss would be a lesson. Kiss Video Music Box showed me what time it is. Wrote my first rhymes to Corey for J Lava Spark, making pause mix demos with my main man Mark from playing ball in the park. There was other heads too, I was the herb of the crew. Then I learned what to do, got my weight up in school, started back battling fools. G-Nice, my friendly rival at the lunch table, he started sparking the dark with Damien and I date. I was down for a bit, but that was just the DJ. Started spinning in the PJs, botching them, back and forth from the tables to the pad and the pen. Then I had to do a bit upstate, but wait, I wasn't incarcerated, but college educated. At SUNY Albany, I was a full-time student, part-time MC. At the time, Rorschach was the place to be. Living on Dutch Quad, started building with guards, 16-man squad. By the time my knowledge 120, we was just 5 deep. I went from Mecca to Albany, a student, and landed in Medina as a teacher. And how does rhyme reach ya? You recognize what's happening? I'm making records and I'm winning, but that's another story and it's only the beginning.
Brooklyn, New York to wherever you at, this is autobiographical, taking you back. Not my whole entire life, but just a slice of the pie, a few pieces of the who, what, when, where's, why.